In 1956, I had just started the practice of medicine back in Iowa as a young doctor, and I had succeeded in 18 years of Christian living in leading one man to Christ. This was a Jewish fellow I lived with in the military, and I don't know whether he got tired of me or what happened, but eventually he accepted Christ. My success rate was really not all that great. I was having moderate success in my quiet times. That means about 2 out of 7 I got. And those, I wasn't sure that I could have told you what I got afterwards. I had memorized a few passages of Scripture like John 3:16 and Psalm 101 and 8 and 23 and a few of those. But one Wednesday night, when I went down to the little church where I belonged, and a man opened up his Bible, a visiting missionary from Japan, and he opened up his Bible, and I have no idea where he was. He probably was in Daniel, just like I open to now. And he started talking, and pretty soon he's in Revelation, then he's in Genesis, then he's all over the place. Something about the Spirit of God got to me, and I stationed myself at the door. This is in little Steamboat Rock, Iowa. It's one of those towns, you know, where they don't waste money with 2 signs, just 1 sign, entrance and exit, same sign, you know. Only one doctor, and I stationed myself at the door, right square in the middle of the door, as he started to leave. And I stuck up my hand, and I said, "I'm Dr. Bremner, and I've heard of you, and I want to know, where did you get that grasp of the word?" And he said, "Well, I graduated from seminary," and he told me which one. And it happened to be one that a few people have heard of. It's the same one that Howie Hendricks is involved in. And he had a command of the word of God. I said, "I've met other men who are graduates of seminary. I want to know where you got that." And he said, "Well, if you want to know, I'll be glad to spend some time with you this week. I'm going to be in town." I said, "What night?" "You name your time." So he did. And we met together on a Thursday night. And that night, he told me about an organization, about a word that I hadn't heard of. He used this word navigator, you know, and I thought they steered ships. I didn't know anything about it, you know. And he starts talking about the navigators, and I didn't know he was in the Navy. And then he used this term, B-rations. And he said it's called Beginning with Christ, or B-rations. There's 4 verses of Scripture that you could memorize, you know, and he's quoting these like, you know, I wasn't sure whether it was Greek or what he was quoting. Hardly, he was coming so fast at me. And then he told me about something called the topical memory system. And then he said, "Now, if you really want to lead men to Christ, you should use the bridge." Now, I said, "I could get you a set called Chafer Systematic Theology that might help you to open up the Word of God to you." And then there's this Strong's Concordance. Now, he said, "You really need to have the wheel operating in your life." And then as we concluded about 3 hours later, you know, and I'm sort of sweating and dripping and sort of in shock. And he says, "Now, to really want to reach the world, you need the Big Dipper." And some of you, those terms may not ring bells to you, but that's all that rang to me was just bells. And I said, "Are you going to be in town a while longer?" And he said, "Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact." I said, "Can we get together again?" And it started a series of meetings for the next 6 weeks. Each week for 6 weeks, we met together for about 3 hours per night. And afterwards, he said, "I never met a guy who was as much like a dry sponge as you were." He said, "Every drop of water I gave you, you soaked up." And he said, "I gave you an awful lot of water." Well, he could have drowned me, but what I didn't know was that he had never worked with a man before. And he'd been involved with the navigators, and a guy by the name of Roy Robertson had discipled him as he had finished seminary, and Roy hadn't even been to seminary, but they were on a ship together going to China, and Roy spent day after day just pouring his life into him. And then they got to China, Roy as a layman, and John Rhodes as a missionary, minister, evangelist, and Roy discipling him. John gave me about 6 sessions. Then he came out here to Colorado Springs, and I had just enough to say, "Hey, I don't think I know anything." Now, by this time, I had found out what a quiet time was all about, and I wanted more. I had begun to meet with a Savior. I was not involved in activity. I'd begun to memorize some Scripture with references. I had the street addresses down, and before that I said, someplace, I think it's in the New Testament, it said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." Someplace. But I didn't have that street address. And John helped me begin to get those street addresses. But I had just enough help that I said, I've got to have more. This is 1956, just about 3 or 4 months after Doss drowned. I never had the privilege of meeting Doss, but I came out here to the Glen. And I met a guy by the name of Rod Sargent. And I said, I want help. And Rod said, well, I don't think I'm the man for you to talk to. I met a guy by the name of Leroy Imes. And Leroy said, well, we don't really help couples. We work with college students. And I told my wife, and she said, what do they want us to do, get a divorce? We went wherever we could get, trying to get help. Well, later on, I found out what Leroy was trying to do. He was baiting me. He just wanted to work with the rare bird. He was baiting me, and I took it hook, line, and sinker. The next thing I knew, he was down in Kansas City, so I drove down to Kansas City, and I said, here I am. And he said, yeah, familiar face, different place. I said, I want help. And he said, he had learned by this time the principle of involvement that Dr. Coleman talked about. He said, I'll come up to your house and eat your food and sleep in your house. I said, okay, so he did. But what he didn't tell me was that he was bringing 6 carloads of guys with him. They slept under our ping pong table. They slept on top of our ping pong table. They slept in all of our beds. They slept on our floors for a weekend. What a time. Johnny, were you with that guy? Johnny Sackett was down in Omaha then, weren't you? Yeah. Man, what a time. Bob Vedano, who's now in the Middle East, he was along and a bunch of guys. And they were, again, feeding me, and I was hungry. And my wife by this time was really hungry and thirsty. We wanted help. I talked to another guy out here, came out here for another trip. I said, hey, we got to have training. And he said, well, you know, I don't know if it's ever been done, but maybe you could take one of the guys from here that got out of the military and hasn't gone to college. Maybe he could move into your home and train you since you don't feel that you can leave your practice and come out here. I said, like who? He said, well, over there's one. So I go over and I got him, you know, one arm, two arms. And I said, how would you like to live at my house? And he said, what do you mean? I said, you haven't gone to college yet, have you? He said, no. I said, I need training and I need it bad. He said, okay. So he came and lived at my house. Took one of my bedrooms and lived 2 years with me. Poured his life into my wife and I. Absolutely poured his life blood into us. Began to help us back at ground zero. The beginning with Christ Pack. I'll never forget how he taught me how to give the beginning with Christ Pack. He'd go up to a guy, get to talking to him about assurance of salvation or something like that, and he said, you know, there's a verse of scripture talks about that. And then he'd pull out a beginning with Christ Pack. He'd say, it's this verse here. And they'd go over it and study it together, spend 10 or 15 minutes. Then he'd put it back in the pack. Then he'd put it back in his pocket and start to leave. And the guy says, where can I get one of those? And he said, well, they're for sale. But if you're going to take one of those, we'd want to be involved with you personally in your life, and it would take time. He'd turn around to walk away. And the guy says, just a minute now. How much time and how can I get it? And Chuck would get himself another guy to work with. Chuck Stripmatter, who now heads up the work in Australia. Chuck came and lived with us for 2 years, and he didn't just teach me how to give the beginning with Christ Pack and distribute materials. He taught me what the beginning with Christ was all about. He said that MD doesn't mean any, I mean, he didn't say it, but in essence, that's what he was saying. He says, let's take you where you are and start helping you with the quiet time, with how to give the gospel, with how to give a guy a real assurance of salvation, how to do Bible study. What time? Oh, we're going to be busy tomorrow. Why don't we start about 5:30 a.m.? Chuck had some pretty high standards, but he was living the life. Well, my wife and I got help back there in 1956, 57, 58, 60, up through 64. In 64, Chuck left. And he felt like he had trained his replacement. You know who it was? Me, and I didn't know it. All of a sudden, I holler, help, and there's nobody around. I thought I was supposed to furnish the home, the food, the utilities, you know, but there's nobody else to run the ministry. So when he left the university, I felt like, well, there's nobody, I can't do it, but there's nobody else. Maybe I can do better than anybody else at it. So I got involved. Well, sometime after that, I met a guy by the name of Jack Griffith. Jack lives in Australia, and he was visiting the States. And he came and spent some time at my house, and we talked about the how of discipleship. I had come from ground zero, and I didn't feel like I was very far up the ladder. But he said, Bob, you know how to tell people how. Don't quit telling people how. And that's what this workshop is about today, is how to disciple laymen. Now, we're going to present some materials, some concepts, and then we're going to open it up for discussion, questions. And probably the most fruitful time can be discussion questions. It'll be sort of a seminar followed by a workshop approach. Sometime after this, about the same time, Jim Morris was getting involved down in Kansas. Jim is a geologist who was mostly involved in looking for oil. A lot of people doing that nowadays, but he was doing it with some success in those days. And he was also looking for disciples and helping to get people involved in this discipleship program. I hadn't met him, but I'd heard that there was a guy down there doing this. And some of the people that I was working with were going down and working with him. And I could see that he was putting some strokes in their life that was helping them when they came back to see me. So when we found out that we had the privilege of working together, Jim, who is now on NAV staff down in Wichita, and me up in Iowa, we figured, well, let's put together our heads and see what we can come up with. We work somewhat different, but a very similar function. Our structure will be different. Our form will be different. But I suspect our answers will be a lot alike. What we thought we'd do today is to have Jim present things that he's learned, his approach, based largely on just knocking it out with a bunch of men down in Wichita, Kansas, and then as those men spread out all over Kansas and now over into Missouri, lessons he's learned, the approach he uses, and then open it up for questions and answers, and I'll join him at that time. Then tomorrow, maybe I can present some of the things that I've learned in working with men, and then he'll join me for question and answers. So that's the format we're going to use. Let's open with a time of prayer. Abba, Father, you have in this room today a bunch of sinners who have experienced your grace. Men and women who have nothing to offer you except themselves, and that came from you. But we come to you with consecrated hearts and eager attitudes. We want to learn, God. We want to be disciples. In the midst of trying to disciple others, we want to be followers, learners, disciples of yours. We've had enough of programs, God. We're not interested. We've had enough of just tools and methods and materials. Even organizations, God. We want to sit at your feet and learn more about you. And we want to go share that with others. So would you cause your Holy Spirit today to teach us more about yourself and what's on your heart for the world? And then would you make that concrete, reaching the world in terms of a few people around us, so that it could become Joe and Mary and Henry and Anne. God, as we listen to Jim today, I pray that you would give him the ideas, the illustrations that would speak to our hearts and give us eager listening hearts and ears. And cause us to go away from here accepting and embracing the ideas that will be helpful and rejecting the things that might not fit our personalities, but cause us to go away from here more equipped as laborers, that we might go out to evangelize the lost and establish the saved and equip people as laborers. For this is more on your heart than it is on ours. You sent Christ to die for it, and we want to live for it. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.